Today on the God Pod...
Who's a bigger piece of shit? You or Brigham Young?
Oh, definitely Brigham. What a piece of total garbage. The church was supposed to go to my son, and Brigham Young...
He got the big university named after him. It's not Joseph Smith University. What's up with that?
Well, because he's the one who took the Saints across the plains over to Utah and blah, 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 whatever. Brigham Young can suck it. Catholics are way worse than Mormons, right? Am I right?
I'm just saying, are children safe at your church too, Joseph?
Are they safe at any church?
So when the Catholic Church loses, will they just try to start like a multi-level marketing business campaign? I mean, how does this work for, I mean, because I know Mormons are really good at that.
Well, step into my office, Joseph, because it actually is the original MLM. I'll explain.
Hi, everybody. God here. You're listening to The God Pod. Make sure to subscribe to The God Pod and help us conquer the podcasting universe. Subscribe now. Thanks. And if you've been enjoying The God Pod, make sure to write us a review. We'll read your review on the pod, be it good or bad. I'm here today with my pals, Mary Magdalene.
Hello.
How was your weekend, Mary?
Not bad. Kind of chill, you know, just taking it easy.
Same here. And for some reason, Jesus is gone today. And Moses is not here also. I don't know if they caught the flu or what.
It's ahead of Pride Month, so I think Jesus is handling the manscape. And he's going to be ready.
Moses, I just hope he's not gone for another 4 months. Find out next time on the God Pod. Where the hell were Jesus and Moses? I don't know. But filling in today... is the prophet Joseph Smith.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Hey, Joseph.
How are you doing down there?
Oh, it's a good day today. Feeling good, trying to stay positive as always. Miss you guys.
Is it still hot in hell?
It is extremely hot, extremely hot. But I manage God, and I appreciate you asking.
Say hi to Sisyphus for me if you get the chance.
I absolutely will.
Because I really want to get Sisyphus on the pod and like maybe talk about labor unions.
Yeah, I am sure.
I feel like
I'm sure
Sisyphus
that would be a big...
Yeah, that's
a conversation he'd love to have.
Maybe we could work with Sisyphus to start the first union in hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, the torture guys might also be interested in that. The dudes who helped Jeff Bezos found Amazon are also down there, I think. So yeah. They might want in on like the union talk. Who knows? Maybe.
Bezos, Beelzebub, they're pretty close.
Same name.
So.
Same bald head, too. They use the same head wax.
I don't think Satan's going to like me starting unions in hell. But that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. So our top story today is the new Hubble Space Telescope suggests something weird is going on with the universe.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. NASA tried weed for the first time, looked at the universe and said, the vibes are off. This isn't good.
That's fun.
So there's a literal disturbance in the force.
There's a disturbance in the force. They finally, this is what we've been saying. The multiverse is, you know, it's cracking and we gotta fix it. Basically what's happening is the whole purpose of this is to measure how fast the universe is expanding. The humans are trying to figure out, isn't it cute? And according to their calculations, it's supposed to be expanding at like 67.5 kilometers per second per megaparsec, give or take 0.5. But observations show it is around 73. So
This is not making any sense. I'm pretty sure that the Earth is only 6,000 years old, isn't it?
I must be confusing the shit out of you, Joseph.
Yeah, I don't understand any of these words.
It's okay. Most people don't. I think they forgot to carry the one or something. But yeah, this suggests that there's more going on in the universe than they thought. because they're like, there's no way our math could be wrong. All I have to say to that is, no shit.
Hey, I've said this before. For anyone who feels like there isn't life, because the building blocks for life aren't in other planets, like water and all of those other stuff. Mm-hmm. What if the aliens don't need water?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. What?
Just saying.
I mean, and I've been saying this for years. I've been saying we can all have our own worlds. We can all become gods. So this seems to fall in line.
Yeah,
with
you
all
believe
that
every Mormon should have their own planet.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like mm-hmm. worlds without end. So yeah, like aliens totally make sense to the Mormons.
You're sort of like L. Ron Hubbard in a way. You got into some of the space stuff.
Did
you do anything else with space?
Yeah, lots of space stuff. I mean,
you don't like. Why don't you like being compelled to Elrond, Joseph?
Oh, that one's a tough one for me, honestly. Maybe it hurts because we are so much alike. We both wrote books.
Yeah, is it because your roommate's down there?
No. Oh no. I kicked him out.
The odd couple of Joseph Smith and Elrond Hubbard.
I kicked him out. I couldn't stand the whole Xenu thing. I thought that was preposterous.
That's canon now.
Yeah, it is.
So I get it. You don't like him for that reason. So good job, science. Keep trying. Keep your head up. Another scientific discovery that was reported by NPR this week is that a substance found in young spinal fluid helps old mice remember.
What?
Yeah.
What is it?
Spinal fluid in young mice. That they're putting into,
wait,
like, yeah, they, but yeah, what it's, you expect me to read the article?
What? I'm just curious. So they they just take the spinal fluid out, and I'm, yeah, again, this one's tough for me, but it sounds interesting.
This is one of those ones where it's like, I think I got it in the headline.
Yeah.
But basically, my advice for the young following this is watch your back, because Gen Z.
Are you proud of yourself? Are you proud of yourself for that pun right there? Are you?
I just came up with that off the cuff just now.
That was pretty good.
So I am
proud
of myself.
God damn it.
Avoid the easy puns. I would just say if you're young, yeah, like they're coming for your spine. Rupert Murdoch, who's rich and old? Who's the Mr. Burns of this world? You know, this is going to be a thing, but probably be lining up to sell it, so.
Yeah, there's a positive spin for this, I think, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know what it is, but there is.
Would you do this? Would you be interested in, you know, drinking some spinal fluid?
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm still processing this, honestly. It's kind of wild.
It's a shame that Moses isn't
is
here.
Is that like a kombucha? Like, what is the taste? What is the flavor profile? What are we doing? Or is it like I'm going to take it out your spine and then put it in the other person's brain? Because this is the stuff that sci-fi, dystopian, you know,
exactly.
Movies are made
when you
of.
Get that boost, are you like, there could be only one?
You know what I'm saying? So like, this is giving a Altered Carbon, if anybody watched that one.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they were like sort of farming
power-ups.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I need more information. You just can't put... Yeah. I think the scientists have to have a little bit more responsibility. You just can't put it out there because you know, this is giving Florida Man. It has Florida Man written all over it.
You know, it feels like scientists are really watching a lot of Marvel movies and trying to push, you know, the superhero world on all of us. I don't know. I mean, I feel like it could work. We need to embrace it.
Have you been watching a lot of Marvel movies, Joseph Smith, Down in Hell?
Oh, I've been trying.
They let you watch them there, of course.
They give me the bootleg copies of them. So, you know, none of the good ones, just like the Eternals.
Oh, that's perfect. That is so Satan.
You know, it's fun.
Oh, that's the Satan I know. Well, thanks for joining us today, Joseph Smith.
Oh, of course, man. It's a pleasure.
I have checked out this show on Hulu.
Oh, no.
Under the Banner of Heaven.
This was not what I was expecting, by the way.
You mentioned it the last time you were here, and now it's up there. It's got about 7 episodes going, so I like to jump in then when I can watch all the way to the end. Have you been watching it?
I have. I think. Mm-hmm. I think
you're forced to watch it in hell, actually, against your will.
The TV watching down here has been pretty tough. Mm-hmm. But I think Satan has allowed me to watch it to specifically torture me. I thought that it was going to be a true story about who I am and all of the good that I've done. And it turns out not so much. And even the guy they got to play me, he is certainly not as handsome as I am.
What?
Yeah, so I wasn't happy about that.
Isn't he like a smoke show?
Well, I mean, that's what they're saying. But have you seen me?
Oh, come on.
Ugh.
Oh, Joseph, no.
If
anything, this character is far too attractive.
This actor
to play you.
That's offensive. I would just say go ahead and nobody ever watch this show, ever.
no, it's great.
Please.
I'm really into it. It's my new show. God has a new show. Okay, Andrew Garfield plays this detective who is investigating a double homicide in Salt Lake City. Do I have it right so far?
Yeah, you do. This
is in the early 80s?
Yeah, I think it was 1985.
And along the way, we learn about the history of the Mormon Church and how there's violence has always been a part of it. Joseph, there's nothing. Yeah, what is untrue in this depiction of you? You were pretty violent.
I don't disagree, but, you know, we had to do what we had to do to protect our faith. I mean, God, you know, Old Testament
gross.
And all.
See, this is why you're in hell.
It's tough. It's tough for me because I'm not saying that they're not depicting it right. Mm-hmm. I just don't think people are ready to see this type of truth, if that makes sense.
What? Why? What's wrong with people seeing truth, Joseph? See,
I think it's better if people just know the good things. You know, they don't need to know.
Look over here. Look over here.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. I think you get it.
Love. Don't mind the fact that, you know, this is a cult and you're banging everybody's wife.
They like dove deep into my marriage with Emma and they're telling people the truth about how much she was having a hard time with polygamy. And that was between her and I. That's not for the world to see.
You made up this whole religion just so you could bang as many women as you could in the 1800s. Isn't that true?
To be fair, that didn't come until later. It wasn't until things were rolling pretty well that I was like, this could be cool.
Yeah, is it just me or does this show make you seem like one hot, horny badass just fucking his way across America?
I'm only
on episode 3, Joseph, but...
I know, it's...
Am I wrong? Where's the luck?
It goes downhill from here. God, I don't know what to say.
It just gets worse.
Joseph Smith, doggy style,
slapping asses.
Yeah, it's...
gross.
There's so much to unpack here, God. I don't even know. I don't know what to do here.
I'm not against sex on TV, but...
Are you sure they're not soaking?
No, the soaking, that's the new thing that the kids are doing. Back then, we just went full bore. None of that. I mean, because we had as many wives and as many children as we wanted.
Well,
it feels really weird saying this.
I mean, if you're
going
to get a whole fucking planet. So, yeah, you know, you got to populate it.
I get it.
You have to understand where we're coming from. Right. Like, that's the point is that we're trying to create worlds without end. I can't create worlds without end without multiple wives and tons of children. And I know that sounds bad and saying it out loud is certainly not the way it sounds in my head.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds pretty bad, Joseph.
I know. It does, doesn't it?
And how's the response been to this?
Not great.
How's it been amongst the Mormon community? You're still on their newsletters, right?
Yeah. I'm definitely signed into the Deseret News articles.
What's that?
The Deseret News, that's basically the church-affiliated news in Salt Lake City.
Oh, and have they commented on this?
Oh, they have.
Oh, yeah?
Now, how do you spell that? You spell that like desert or dessert?
Deseret is like...
Like, Deseret sounds like light dessert or like a feminine dessert, like a French dessert.
Like, It's like desert, I think. I don't know. I'm not a great speller.
You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser.
Oh my God. This is my jam.
Desiree News. It's right here.
Wherever Desiree is, peace and blessings to that queen, because she gave us a song for affirmations and empowerment, okay?
I'm going to listen to that today. Yeah, so I'm on the website now.
Well, it's you know, it's a lot of people rightfully upset that their prophet and their church is being...
depicted accurately?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if I would say that. Maybe.
This is great. This website's hilarious. Hold on. Under the banner of heaven, search bar.
I can hear you typing. What kind of keyboard do you have up in heaven, actually?
MacBook. All right, I don't see any articles about this under the banner of heaven. I guess they're just leaving it only in their...
No, there's definitely been a lot out there, and there's a lot of strong faithful.
They deleted their articles when they knew you were coming on.
Just so you know what we refer to, the best Mormons are true believing Mormons. So you have the true believing Mormons are the ones who are going out there doing God's work or doing your work, obviously, and putting out articles and smear campaigns against the church or against the show. And making sure that members don't watch the show because they already know that it's not credible before they watch an episode. So that's essentially what the church does. It did the same thing with the book when the book came out years ago.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Anything. Well, how come they didn't do this to the Book of Mormon? I mean, the Broadway play. Have you seen that, Joseph? Satan took you on one special day to make sure you sat there and watched it, right? Front row.
Yeah, he did. I was upset by how happy it made me, but also it hurt my feelings a lot.
Did the Mormon Church like that play? They seemed to be so scared that they were oh, this is great. Yeah, we're going to own this one.
No, I mean, I think that one, that's tough because it's comedy.
So really?
It's easier.
So if it's comedy, the Mormons are like, okay.
Well, you know, I think the Mormon Church looks at comedy, you know, South Park and the Book of Mormon is easy to just kind of, it's funny. Whereas stuff like this, we take it more seriously.
Which is based on, because this is, okay, so this is the thing. This double homicide is based on a true story.
It is, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, and the thing that you really do have to understand God is that there is a gap between what are called actual Latter-day Saints, modern-day Mormons, and fundamentalists, or FDLD.
Right. FLDS. I've gotten this sense before because I used to watch this show, Big Love, on HBO. Yeah. Have you ever seen that one?
Yeah.
Bill Paxton?
Yeah. Actually, fun story. I think it's the showrunner, the writer of that show, he is the showrunner of Under the Banner of Heaven. He wrote Under the Banner of Heaven.
Oh, wow. Look at you reading the credits. Yeah. And yeah, that show featured the same conflict. Like there's the people who, there's different kinds. There's like the moderate Mormons, the modern day ones, right? And then there's these fringe extremists, sort of like any religion, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Extremists are more like violent.
You're right. Well, right? Actually.
And they still have polygamy? Like they're basically following your example.
Right. Okay. So that's kind of what I'm trying to say. So fundamentalists are not necessarily more violent. They're more about staying away from the government and marrying a ton of wives and having a bunch of kids. So by nature, they're not super violent. There's something called blood atonement. And that's what this show Under the Banner of Heaven gets into. Hmm. So what you have to understand is that these characters, these
what's actual, blood atonement?
Blood, you'll learn. Watch the show or don't. I don't care. Blood atonement is biblical. So you should be somewhat aware of this, but basically blood atonement is
eye for an eye.
No, not at all. Not eye for an eye. Blood atonement is essentially killing someone for the greater good. A sacrifice for the greater good. So there's a scripture from the Book of Mormon that says it's better that one man should perish than an entire nation should dwindle in unbelief or something like that. I can't remember.
Right.
So yeah, blood atonement is that idea.
I see.
Mormons and fundamentalists are not necessarily violent, but we have been violent to protect ourselves. This is not great. It's tough to explain.
It's giving Mission Impossible. It's giving Golden Child. It's giving the plot for an 80s buddy cop rom-com.
Yeah.
Joseph Smith, okay. You need to choose a side.
I know. And it's been tough because I've had a lot of time to contemplate things while I'm down in hell. And I have rethought a lot of things.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Well, when I didn't get my Worlds Without End and all of my wives.
Did this just become a parole hearing?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm being very reflective right now. You're making me think, God.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, but that's the thing. The show is about how these two men murdered someone and how they went from being normal Mormons to fundamentalist Mormons, and they went really cuckoo bananas is essentially what happened.
Which can happen in any religion.
Yeah. So
Isn't it crazy how you just started a cult and then it became a religion? That's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Dumb.
It's like a microcosm for how it always goes.
But I did have good intentions, I think.
Did you?
I think. I mean, I was like 14 or 15, man. Come on. I was trying.
That's what I'm saying. You were like, I will say anything to get laid.
Yeah. Well.
That's what this was all about.
I'm all about becoming the best version of myself, so.
Are you?
I think.
So the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes are pretty good. 86, because this is the only way you can judge art now.
Yeah.
86% say the critics. 70%, 76% says the audience. Meh. Still pretty good. And the cast is great. They got James Garfield there, former Spider-Man.
James Garfield?
Oh, sorry. That's a president.
Yeah, I think you're
he died
just...
pretty. I think it is pretty fast.
You confused white people.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is Andrew
Garfield. They make fun of me when I do that, but you just did it.
Andrew Garfield's way more famous than James Garfield. And honestly, anytime I see the name Garfield, all I can think of is that lovable cat who hates Mondays and loves lasagna.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I forgot about that cat.
You did?
Yeah, I did. Until that moment.
I never forget.
Thank you.
But Andrew Garfield he's very good at crying.
Yeah. Just so you know, Mormons are criers. We cry a lot.
Really?
Yeah, it's a thing. Well, when
you're in touch with your crying side?
When we're feeling the Holy Ghost, we cry a lot. So that's super on brand.
Do you buy Andrew Garfield as a Mormon?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'll take him.
Mm-hmm.
I would definitely claim him. I mean, I don't know how he feels. I'd love to talk to him. But no, he's very believable.
Okay.
As a Mormon who's going through what we call a faith crisis. You know, that's what's happening. Right. Yeah. We're very emotional people.
I don't want to read any of the good reviews. You can read those on your own, listener. But I'm going to read one of the bad ones from the audience reviews because it's from a member of the church.
Shocker.
Bryson says, horribly inaccurate and disrespectful, a disgusting attempt to slander a religion that the creator had become estranged to. 1 star. So the writer of Under the Banner of Heaven is an ex-Mormon, is that right?
Yeah, he is a...
Oh, okay, well then you can't trust anything they say.
He's a happily married gay man, which is looked down upon in the Mormon church.
Mm-hmm. Not allowed to be gay in Mormon land, right?
Well, I've said this before, we love, what is it? We hate the sin and we love the sinner.
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah, I know, it's not great. Again, I've reflected on that, and I'm not super proud of how that was portrayed. But no, he's living his best life right now. So he is a former Mormon and he's lived a lot of this stuff.
Good for him. Well, check it out, humans. It's
or don't.
Pretty good. And no, do it.
Yeah, and just remember, just
the Mormons
remember,
don't want you to. That's why you should.
When you see Joseph Smith,
I can't wait for season two.
I need you all to remember when you see how handsome this character is. Know that I was way more handsome.
This is kind of like Seven. Remember that movie Seven?
Oh, with Brad
Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
The box. What's in the box?
Yeah. And it's really messed up.
What's in the box is the Book of Mormon, by the way. The golden plates. The golden plates.
Oh, the golden plates.
And the Urim and Thummim.
Hey, who's a bigger piece of shit? You or Brigham Young?
Oh, definitely Brigham. What a piece of total garbage. Dude, he like...
he told me it was you.
No, he stole the church. When I died and came down here, he was like meddling. And it was supposed to go to my son. The church was supposed to go to my son, and Brigham Young.
He got the big university named after him. It's not Joseph Smith University. What's up with that?
Well, because he's the one who took the saints across the plains over to Utah and blah, 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 whatever. Brigham Young can suck it. And honestly, he's been down here for years, and I will not talk to that guy. He's a real piece of shit. And I know that that's,
this
I
is great.
Say that, but I definitely hate Brigham Young.
Who do you hate more, Brigham Young or L. Ron Hubbard?
Oh, Brigham Young. I mean, at least L. Ron Hubbard had some fun, like, sci-fi novels. Like, Brigham Young is, I think that Brigham Young actually did a good job at making me look slightly better.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Joseph Smith. I give this show 5 stars. Joseph, you probably give it 1 star, but no one cares. Let's move on. It's time for the goddamn news. And there's a couple things we want to talk about today. First segment is called The Comedy Illuminati. And in the second section, we're going to discuss communion and abortion again. Mm. And like the Catholic Church. And yeah, it's going to be great. So hang out.
This sounds fun.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon, give us a review, or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. And when you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. If you don't like ads in your God Pod, no problem, because on our Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. By pledging to our Patreon, you'll also receive exclusive access to our community Discord server, where you can hang out with fellow listeners. There's so much fun waiting for you there. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
All right, so this weekend, the comedian John Mulaney sparked backlash after Dave Chappelle suddenly opened for him and told a bunch of transphobic jokes. And a lot of people who were there, who may be trans, reported on Twitter that they weren't expecting to have that kind of experience, and it sucked for them. Because they're sitting there expecting to see John Mulaney, and then 12,000 people in the stadium around them are laughing at these bigoted jokes.
Wait, Dave Chappelle opened for John Mulaney?
Yeah, because he was in Ohio, so Dave Chappelle just drove there. And,
oh, okay.
Yeah, and afterwards, John Mulaney gave him a great big hug. So, this is something I want to talk about, because... It's been going around. It happened. It's been, you know, happened a lot. Joe Rogan, Dave Chappelle. And then there's comedians that are like defending their actions, like Jon Stewart, John Mulaney. Now they're just, you know, they're tacitly approving of this. It was a big thing I've been reading about. People are pretty upset. This happened in Ohio one day after the Ohio government debated HB 454. Which would forcibly detransition all trans youth, with discussion of detransitioning adults as well.
What?
Forcing them to detransition. Mandatory detransitioning. That's what they're suggesting now. Yes.
Hmm.
And so it's time to pick a side. And this thing is, it's upsetting to me because at the same time, there's lots of other comedians doing this. Bill Maher jumped on his show again this weekend to slam gender-affirming care for trans kids in an LGBTQ rant.
What happened to that guy?
Yeah, he's really a piece of shit, isn't he?
Nah,
he's always been like that. Folks are just listening with different ears now.
Well, now, yeah, this is...
Yeah, but he wasn't worse than ever. Wasn't he a guy that, like, all the conservative Republicans used to hate, and now they all love it? Like, what?
It's interesting to see these comedians, you know, they don't like it. They're transphobic, period. And, or maybe they said, for whatever reason they're doing it, the result is the same. Bill Maher ended his little trans segment with, "And if you're a man who wants to live without a pair of balls, you don't have to get surgery. Just get married."
That was a good impression.
He ended the bit by saying, "We kid, we joke," like he was pushing the envelope. This is what qualifies as jokes.
That's not a great joke.
Someone else I saw posted in this time period a chart about how... So what Bill Maher was saying is, why are there more trans children in California than there are in Ohio? And one reason for that might be is that if you admit to being trans in Ohio, your life is a shit show. And look, they're trying to force people to detransition. Like, it's dangerous.
Well, this is kind of the same thing that we've always seen in our modern society, right? With, you know, with gay people, with anybody, you know, the more you become accepted, the more society or that part of society seems to feel comfortable talking about it. So I don't know, like, mm-hmm. in my self-reflection hell, I just want to say
you faced a lot of discrimination in your time, is what you're saying.
Me personally, because, you know, I'm a white male.
Okay, just shut up. Let's move on.
Hold on. As a
no,
white,
no, cut his mic.
As a white cis male, I've seen but seriously, in self-reflection, I have seen how the more people find themselves to be accepted in society, the more they're comfortable talking about it.
Right. And so someone shared a chart over time, over the last 100 years. Actually, from 1900 through 1976. And it shows the percentage of population that's left-handed. And it went from 2% in 1900 to about 11% for both male and female in 1976.
So people weren't admitting to being left-handed? Right,
because left-handed was considered satanic.
That is bonkers.
Did you ever propagate that lie, Joseph?
No, absolutely not.
No, Mormons are cool with both hands?
Okay. I love the left-handers.
Okay. But this shows...
Yeah, especially when you say it like that. The left-handers.
Yeah, the left-handers with the hard D.
I love the left-handed community.
Left-handers.
So what? You're an abomination unto God.
Yeah, okay. You get it. And the point is that people were scared to admit they were left-handed for a long time, and they would actually try to learn to live using their right, I'm sure. And this is because it was looked down upon by society to be left-handed.
This is insane. There were people, we lived in a society where people who were left-handed were trying to...
Is this new to you?
Yeah, they were trying to live with their right hand. Because people, what that is.
Google it.
Oh my.
I mean, think about it. There's no desk made for you.
Yeah.
Scissors. The world is not.
Like cups, right?
This is what magical thinking looks like. It's like, hey, most people are right-handed. You're left-handed. It's a witch! Burn her!
Yeah.
So that's how dumb humans are, which is bothersome to me because I don't think of myself as being that dumb. But anyway. This is a good point to make because perhaps the same phenomenon is happening here. Perhaps it is that in California, people feel more free to share with the world who they really are. So, but of course, you know, Bill Maher's smooth brain just can't grasp that.
I have a little bit of insight that I think will surprise
wrinkle-free
you.
Wrinkle-free brain that he has.
God, if you'll let me, little insight. So I've always been someone who's tried to hate liberals, libtards, sheeple, as sometimes we call them. But I've seen something from down here that's interesting. When you take big liberal cities, something that you notice is that they're the most diverse places. And so when you take places that are more conservative, they tend to be pretty much all the same types of individuals.
Mm-hmm. Salt Lake City.
Right. Well, actually, no. Salt Lake City has...
Right.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
You're right.
Salt Lake
the suburbs.
Salt Lake has probably become one of the most liberal places in Utah. That being said, I just have noticed, as, you know, an onlooker, that the most liberal places tend to be liberal and progressive because people are essentially forced into a melting pot to converse with people different than them. And I don't know.
So you've been infected by the woke mind virus, is what you're saying.
I wouldn't say that I'm woke, but I appreciate that because that makes sense that if you're around a lot of people that aren't like you, you tend to learn from them and learn different perspectives. So I don't know. Maybe there's something
welcome
to
the 21st century, Joseph.
This is
the thing. These comedians are enabling fascism through what they're doing. And this is what anti-wokeness has always been.
Well,
it's an attempt to talk about
that more. I'm actually interested to hear about that because I'm curious about how comedy is affecting things now.
I wouldn't even say it's anti-wokeness per se. I would say that it's a larger thing, which does tie into fascism, which is anti-intellectualism across the board.
Right.
So it's about, we see it from everything, from the vaccine debate, which shouldn't be a debate, but there is a push to, and I think to a certain extent, very small extent, it's rightfully so, but like there's been a push to question authorities on things, mm-hmm. from doctors
right.
to scientists.
Yep.
Exactly. And so it's a push against intellectualism, against anything that's seen as smart or
middle-aged
researched
thinking.
Or precisely. And so I get in to a very small degree, I must stress, I get why we got here. And I get, especially for marginalized groups, why that thinking might pervade, right? I don't get it for folks who lean more right wing, but I get for marginalized groups because that deference towards authority or authority figures or like has also been used to marginalize them. So it wasn't until very recently that being trans, and that was based on agitation and constant protesting mm-hmm. from, you know, queer people, that we've seen the progress that we've made. The progress didn't happen because straight people were at one.
Right.
Because straight non-queer people.
Has been
exactly.
Severe.
It's been very, very severe.
And what's interesting to me in comedy is to see these people, you know, picking their side. You know, they're entitled to their opinion. They're entitled to say what they want. Obviously.
I think it's a mischaracterization to see it as a free speech issue. Like that's the issue here.
But
for me,
it's what's disappointing also is, yeah, well, so you think it's hate speech, borders on hate speech.
I don't think it's a free speech issue. And I think oftentimes when folks are in the creative spaces, the arguments that have been used now about, well, you know, free speech. No, free speech doesn't mean that you're free of consequences.
Oh, no, and right, exactly.
Yeah, and free speech also doesn't mean that your speech can't be hurtful and harmful and helping to perpetuate something. We saw the issue around, like, I think it was clearly depicted around rape culture. Like, the level of the jokes have changed. The way the jokes are being said now have changed. Before, rape used to just be the punchline.
Right, and it has an effect on society.
It absolutely
like they're making
does.
They're making hatred okay.
It has and a normalization effect.
They're making
sure.
It a-okay, and that leads to violence, and it leads to more murders. Okay, and what's okay? You know, Joe Rogan, Dave Chappelle, Bill Maher now, okay, they're very outspoken on what they think. They're on that side. Jon Stewart defending Dave Chappelle. John Mulaney hugging him. They're, you know, all these people defending, they're all defending each other, okay? And the reason for that is, as George Carlin would say, they're in a big club and you ain't fucking in it, okay? They're just rich comedians. I call them the comedy Illuminati. And where's Moses? Because this is a conspiracy theory here. But obviously, they're far more forgiving of each other, aren't they? It's just very disappointing. Okay, this is not how the leadership of the comedy fucking world should be. Okay, there was a time. Okay, there was a clear leader, and he would not be down with this. And I bring this up now because there is a new documentary on HBO about George Carlin called George Carlin's American Dream. And, well, what is that a reference to? It's a line he used to say, well, they call it the American Dream because you have to be asleep to believe it. And it's ironic to me. Ooh, it's unrelated entirely. This discussion of wokeness, this idea of being awake or being asleep. And then this quote, you know, you have to be asleep to believe it. Basically, yeah, America has divided itself into two sides, people that are awake and people that are fucking asleep. Which one are you? Are you awoke or are you asleep? But what's infuriating about it to me is that these same comedians, they love George Carlin, right? They were inspired by him. For certain, they're all cut from the same tree, right? But they are not doing what he did or what he advocated for. They're punching down. And
well, what's, I mean, God, what is the common thread? Because I'm, you know, I'm learning, by the way, and this is me being real, mm-hmm. Joseph Smith. I'm learning and catching up because I'm from the 19th century, of course. I look at a lot of these comedians and I have a hard time distinguishing what makes them like. And I'd love to hear this, honestly, from Mary. What is that dividing line for someone? The one in particular that I'm thinking of is someone like Dave Chappelle, for the longest time, who's been considered one of the all-time greats. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure he had a special where he talked about, you know, he did some trans jokes and he mm-hmm. specifically focused
all
on
of his last 10 specials.
Well, but he, yeah. But he talked about one of his best friends who had killed herself, mm-hmm. a trans female.
And therefore it's all okay. Right.
No. And I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that, you know, there are some people who, you know, are okay with it and aren't okay with it. And it seems right. like a lot of people are speaking on their behalf rather than them speaking for themselves. And I'm curious because I do think comedy is a very nuanced and difficult thing. And so I see
Let's,
that a lot.
You know what? This is a good time. Let's listen to this quote from George Carlin, who has been claimed, the right wing has been trying to claim him for decades. Okay. And he's not. That's what this entire documentary is about. They focus on it a lot. That his actual beliefs were very left-wing. And if you know his family, they would definitely tell you that. This, let's listen to this quote. Here he is on Larry King.
I would defend to the death his right to do everything he does. The thing that I find unusual, and it's, you know, it's not a criticism so much, but his targets are underdogs. And comedy traditionally has picked on people in power, people who abuse their power. Women and gays and immigrants are kind of, to my way of thinking, underdogs. And, you know, he ought to be careful because he's Jewish. And a lot of the people who want to pick on these kind of groups, the Jews are on that list a little further. You got women, gays, gypsies, blah, 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 blah. And then suddenly you find Jews. And the
Andrew. Suddenly Andrew's arrested.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, obviously he should do what he wants. And
why does he get away with it, do you think, then? Well, we have never laughed at jokes about the
Well,
poor.
He's appealing. I think he's appealing largely. I think his core audience are young white males who are threatened by these groups. I think a lot of these guys aren't sure of their manhood because that's a problem when you're going in through adolescence. You know, am I really? Am I? Could I be? I hope I'm not one of them. And the women who assert themselves and are competent are a threat to these men, and so are immigrants in terms of jobs. And and the
so that's why we as an audience then will laugh.
I think that's what is at the core of that experience that takes place in these arenas is a certain sharing of anger and rage and at these targets. And I'm sure Andrew isn't that angry at them. I'm sure he's playing it as a comic.
Well, that's exactly it. But I mean, I guess I can push George even further, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because yes, it absolutely, we can trace it back to economic issues and fears resulting from that, and in a changing landscape of what masculinity is and isn't. But I will always, I think it's even more sinister. It's a pushback to freedoms that people who were and are still marginalized have won. That's why we see, and I don't even
for
like,
sure, for sure.
Yeah, I don't like characterizing it as right versus left wing. I know that it makes it easier for the conversation to be had, but I don't like it because even George had criticism about neoliberalism.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, and so, there's so much to criticize.
Absolutely. And I mean, come on. And at the end of the day, I think it starts there. We can find a rational reason for it and say, hey, this is caused by.
Yeah, no. And he's trying to understand it like we are. But the main point.
I don't know that we can still have a space where we are willing to give that much grace to right. folks to meet them where they are anymore.
The like, point it, is, the main crazy. Point, the main takeaway for me is punching down versus punching up. Why the fuck are these people, they're attacking a marginalized group that faces the highest murder rate, like in the country. That alone should be the reason, find a different fucking joke, you pricks.
That's a fair point.
If you take anything away from this, punch up, don't punch down. Speaking of punching up, let's talk about what the Catholic Church has been doing. An archbishop banned Nancy Pelosi from communion over abortion stance.
I mean, she's not really missing much. It was, what, probably Welch's?
Exactly.
Welch's and a stale cracker.
Stale like, cracker.
You're not missing much, babe. And also, all of the supposed other Catholic tenets, is she really living up to them? It is easier for, you know, a camel to enter the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of God.
Ooh.
Like, Nancy Pelosi is one of the richest Congress members, if not the richest Congress member. Granted, she got some of her wealth via marriage, but I'm still saying, like, there's you're not missing nothing. And if it's abortion, y'all wanting to kick her out off of, you know, he cast a couple of stones in your fucking direction. God damn it.
Yeah.
Yes,
the,
girl.
The Vatican probably has some, like, a walled, you know, glass wall.
Yeah, don't they, like, have a lot of issues in the Catholic Church?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are children safe in the church now? That's mm-hmm. it. Let's ask those fucking
And how come they don't probably. Fire those priests?
Huh, cardinals? Let's ask that fucking question. No?
Yeah, nobody? Guys, Catholics are way worse than Mormons, right? Am I right?
Hey, I'm just saying, are children safe at your church too, Joseph?
Are they safe at any church?
All right.
So
that was fun.
What's the Catholic Church, you know, they only seem to have a problem with Democrats, though, because former Attorney General William Barr, a Catholic, played a key role in reviving the federal death penalty, but there were no conservative bishops clamoring to deny him the stale cracker. What's up with that?
Hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's
it only
convenient.
Goes one way.
Very convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, misogyny is easier. Yeah, you know?
That's true.
It feels
kind of fun, too.
It feels pretty on brand, though. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Misogyny is kind of fun. It's a bunch of dudes in dresses, you know, like, they get to wear for, you know, dresses and enjoy it, but they also want to, like, make other people who wear dresses have a bad time. And I think.
Hey, now we're back on the other issue. Yeah.
Fun fact, by the way, Brigham Young's son was transgender.
Really?
I'm sorry. I have been taught the correct way. A trans person is the correct way to say it.
Yeah.
Was a trans person.
We're learning too.
I'm trying, like I said, trying to be the best version of myself. But yeah, you can look it up. And Brigham Young did not like his son for that. But there's pictures, and there's even like an alcohol that is being sold in Utah with a picture of Brigham Young's son. Well, I should say daughter, on the front of it. It's pretty great.
Cool.
Sorry, I thought it was fun. God, okay. I'm just
no, that is fun. It's great.
I wanted to continue.
I just have this. I have this thread I want to read. I've been wanting to read for a while. As long as we're on the abortion issue, Matt Robinson said on Twitter, "I want to offer a reminder of history, one that really matters now. The American religious right made abortion their big issue, not out of moral conviction, but as a tactical choice to cover the broader agenda, especially protecting segregation." This blew my mind because they did not care about abortion, okay, until like 1980 or 1975 to 1980. They start to realize that this was a wedge issue that really animated people, okay? They were testing out different things, and that's how it happened. Exactly.
And I want to stress that abortion itself is a race issue. It is a push. I'm going to say this. It's kind of radical, but I'm going to say it anyways. It is a push to return America back to plantation politics, although we never really left. If the goal is Black women have no autonomy and Black people who have children have no autonomy over their bodies and have to continue to have children when they don't want to or cannot afford them or the myriad of other issues why people choose not to have children. We've heard the rumor, although nobody has confirmed it officially, I believe, that at a fourth grade, they do a tabulation of all the little Black boys in the country and then determine how many prisons to build. Like all of these things are fully connected. Yeah, that's a thing. Unconfirmed yet, but that is
a thing. Did you see this thing that there was this senator, Bill Cassidy from Louisiana said, he said this weekend too.
Yeah, maternal death rate. We don't care about the maternal death rate.
He said maternal death rate isn't as bad. Quote, maternal death rate isn't as bad if you don't count Black women.
End quote.
What?
Bill Cassidy, senator.
They do not care if Black women die. They do not. And when we say that racism is an issue, it's almost like I think I've said this on the pod before, how Inuit tribes say that they have almost like 200 different words for snow. America has almost 200 different words for racism. Yeah. It shows up in so many different ways. And bodily autonomy and Black folks having bodily autonomy, especially because their bodies were the first thing that was sold. They were the first industry in this country. It makes abortion and every other right that they are pushing to take away from us truly a race issue. 100%. And many more issues. It's multifaceted and intersectional, but it's absolutely a race issue.
How dare they claim the moral high ground? Like,
oh, they know. So that's the thing. I think a lot of people think these are true believers and all of that. No, the foot soldiers might be. But the folks who are in charge of setting the agenda for what is this fascist outpouring that we're seeing are not true believers in any way, shape, or form. I do not believe that.
They're a bunch of white swapping coke orgy attending freaks.
Power hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And money hungry individuals.
That too, of course.
And two of the easiest ways to get those things is to pander and use religion to your own devices. We've seen examples of this across the globe, and that absolutely is the same thing here. What they are is better organized and more patient, and they're able to use the levers of government in order to achieve their aims every single time. And that is one thing that I think anyone who sees themselves on the other side of these people needs to kind of buckle down and understand, is that we are past the point of getting to convince folks. We kind of got to organize, and we've kind of got to be doing stuff. So please,
are you going to head down to Earth, Mary?
Absolutely.
You sound
why
ready
not?
To go.
If there's an abortion fund in your area, please figure out a way to support them. There's so many ways to support them. Please feel free to call them. It's more than abortion. It's a whole bunch of stuff. This is just the gateway to a whole bunch of more awful, awful things, and I will hop off the soapbox for now.
No, thank you. To close out this discussion, just for the record, the Catholic Church will not baptize a full-term stillborn child that a mother gave birth to. Not only will they not baptize the baby, they will not allow the baby to have a funeral mass. Reasons that they give is that the baby never took a breath. So how the hell do they claim that life begins?
That's what the Bible actually says.
That's interesting.
Right. Now, it says before you were born or before you were in your mother's womb, I knew ye. So it's about God knowing you.
Exactly. It's not a pizza till it comes out of the oven.
Precisely. But it does talk about life beginning at first breath. And so that's what the church has always gone with, because you can't baptize a baby that's not here. So they know this. And that's what I'm saying. They do not believe this delusion. They understand that this is a power grab, and they're willing to do whatever and consolidate and collaborate with whomever they need to in order to get that power, because they understand the importance of it. And so we have to understand it too.
I this is a lot to, I haven't said anything for obvious reasons, but so what does the Catholic Church believe about, though? Isn't the thing in the church that if a baby dies and is unbaptized, that they go to, what is it, purgatory? God, I can't remember.
Right, right. They they believe in the island from Lost. Exactly.
Yeah. So how does that work here? I guess I'm confused. I'm trying to learn. Mm-hmm. Because this is real dark.
See, if you ask them those questions, they'll get real mad.
Yeah.
You're asking too many questions. Shit.
But it's more important to make sure that they still have control over the woman's body. Okay, got it.
It's going to continue to be a big issue, and I think it's going to backfire.
And also, folks have been leaving the church en masse, right? Think of just a generation of millennials.
They've been leaving the church at mass.
Oh, exactly.
And mass.
That was a good one.
They've been leaving mass and mass.
Exactly. So we're talking about, again, money, because folks aren't paying tithes, right? And then we're, again, talking about power, because now religion is just not being, like, we were straying from becoming a theocracy. It was becoming a bit more secular. And so you can't have the power go, and you definitely can't have the money go, because how are you going to sit on a golden throne in Italy and tell other people how to live their lives?
How are you going to fill that emptiness inside unless you...
You got to. So you got to get that back. Got to get that back.
So when the... When the Catholic Church loses, will they just try to start like a multi-level marketing business campaign? I mean, how does this work for, I mean, because I know Mormons
Catholic
are really good at that.
Crypto,
so.
Well,
3.0.
Step into my office, Joseph, because that it actually is the original MLM.
Oh, dude.
I'll explain.
Totally. Yeah. Let me hear this, girl.
So God is at the head, right? He's selling Herbalife, eternal life. and then right under God was the king, because this was medieval Europe. And then under the king and his authority, then, you know, he would get a couple of more people under him. So you'd have the lords and the ladies of the manors that were spread out over the countryside. And then under that, we would then have the serfs. Now what's been replaced, and what the church has tried to replace that multi-level marketing scheme with, is God at the head, still selling Herbalife, eternal life. But then you have your pastor, and then your deacons, and then, you know, the population.
Yeah, you know what that's about, Joseph. You got the elders.
Then bring the multi-level marketing to the home.
My
and then you got God,
brain
the husband,
is blown right now.
The
sorry,
wife
keep going,
and Harry. The children. And then you've got multi-level marketing. And that, everybody, is whiteness.
Bango,
the
bango.
Original multi-level marketing scheme.
Wow.
I'll be here all week.
Wow. I mean, wow. That's, wow. I, that's so crazy. And it
there's
would,
books. I'm not making it up. It's
no,
a whole
no,
thing,
no.
It
does make sense, because, I mean, I pretty much did the same thing. And It's honestly why Mormons are so good at multi-level marketing, and why Utah's the...
Really? Yeah, well, Mormons are so good at Amway.
No, like,
yes,
like
you are.
Utah is the MLM capital of the freaking
really?
World. You can look that
Which
up.
Which ones
by the way.
Do y'all like?
Oh, I just all of them. Juice.
Forex.
All of them. Just.
Oh,
all.
You got to have a good juice. The Noni juice was a thing for a second. Love
and guess
a good
what?
Noni juice.
Noni juice? Utah.
Get out.
Look it up, girl. It's there.
Oh my God! It was like I forget how I got some. There is
so many. I mean, Mormons like a high class so Ribena. Good at multi-level marketing, but I feel like all religious people. That's so crazy because the world is becoming.
It's all
secular.
Just MLM.
So and Joseph, let's link it back.
Yeah.
So that noni juice is what is served for communion. So Nancy Pelosi isn't missing anything.
What?
I told you. Yep.
What's
I'm
noni
kidding.
Juice?
I'm totally kidding.
Noni
totally
juice? Kidding. Oh, I was like, what?
I'm totally kidding.
That would be
no, wouldn't it be fun if
no,
I was?
No juice?
Noni.
No juice?
It's from the noni berry.
Jesus and one juice?
It's a thing. It's a multi-level marketing scheme. It's a juice that like heals all your ailments and shit.
Oh wow.
But like can't be proven to do so, and it's a whole thing.
It's so science. It's so scientific.
Yeah, I think that's what they might be serving as the blood of Christ. We don't know. We'll see.
Blood of Christ. Well, don't forget to subscribe, humans. You can listen to more of these fascinating discussions right here on the God Pod. It's time for blessings and smites.
I would like to bless Joseph because it's always fun to have somebody to kind of like, you know, play off of. And he's like
dunk on
always.
Totally.
Yeah. He's always like really shocked by everything, which I find like really cool. it's like, dude, you made the world this way. Like, you know, like you had a hand in it. You shouldn't be so shocked.
I appreciate that.
So that part's fun. I would also like to bless everybody who has... I don't even know anymore. Done something good for themselves or the world this week. Shout out to you guys.
Like, wow, that's
it's very great. Broad and general, but you know, dumpster fire of a existence at this moment. Mm-hmm. And I would like to schmite. I'm bringing it back from last week. Tucker Carlson, because you made me talk about him, and I had to see his hair. And why is nobody commenting on the fact that he looks like a Confederate general brought back to life?
That is so true. And I've seen a lot of Confederate generals down here. I can tell you, it is so spot on. That is how they all look.
All of them.
And, a lot.
And God, by the way, I know that we're on Mary right now, but I just need to reiterate what I said on the last time I was on the pod, and that is I need to make sure that we have a conversation with Satan. Tucker Carlson cannot be my roommate. I hate that guy so much, and his stupid face, his stupid smile, and his dumb bow tie. Ugh.
Let me start teaching you how to tie the bow ties now, but you're going to look like you're at Kentucky Derby. Actually, God, maybe I'll throw this one at Satan, but like maybe that could be the new Sisyphean task that people have to do. They'll just be at the Kentucky Derby for all of eternity, but they are the
Kentucky
horses.
Kentucky Derby?
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan?
But they are the horses.
Oh! Oof.
So it's like torture and like in multiple ways. It's a multifaceted torture. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna think this through. And then Second Coming.
Actually, there's no more Second Coming. I canceled that.
Okay, cool. That's
no,
it.
You can do it if you want to. I just think that they're really hard. Is it me? It's like
things I would like to see more of in the world. Just stability.
Okay, yeah.
That's
it. You know what? Exactly. Second Coming from now on is optional. I'm going to do just blessings and smites because my brain can't handle that.
Okay, well, I'm going to go. You have to be last, God.
Oh, okay.
There's two people I want to bless. Specifically, Mary, I want to give that back. I feel like I learn a lot from you. I said this before, I'm really trying to become a better version of myself. I know I'm kind of a dickbag. And you teach me a lot about humanity and how to be a better person. So I want to bless you for that. Thank you.
That's HR, baby. Human resources.
So thank you, Mary. And, you know, honestly, God, too. You help, but Mary especially.
Damn it. You know, you don't have to couch it like that.
Well, sorry. I'm just saying she really, really helps me.
Yeah, I mean, but it's not the same kind of bless.
Yeah.
Bless.
You're actually not the second person I was going to bless. The second person I want to bless is actually also my second coming, and that is George Carlin.
Yeah.
I really appreciate who this man was for comedy, but also for society. And I have been able to sneak in watching, you know, all of his specials down here because obviously he wasn't around when I was on the earth. And I think and I hope that he can teach comedians how to actually be comedians and to be a greater force for the world.
Yeah.
So George Carlin and then Smite. I have two. One, it will always be Tucker Carlson. I hate him so much. And I don't think I need to say anything more than that. I just hate him. Also, this is another self-reflective thing that I've been learning. I want to smite anyone who is anti-trans. I think that this is a group of people that, you know, is a part of who we are. And people who punch down on them, I want to smite all of you. So yes. That's what I got.
Very good. Well, I want to bless you both. Thank you for coming back on the pod and reviewing Under the Banner of Heaven, Joseph. And thank you for your righteous...
indignation?
Righteous fury, Mary. Yeah. Keep it coming.
I'm not even angry today. Could you
No,
imagine?
But you're not. But just, you know what I mean? Yeah. There's certain subjects that I think you're more qualified to speak on. And so I'd like to get your opinion. This whole Roe v. Wade thing, you know, you're an expert on the subject because, like, you're a woman, right?
Yeah. I've been right. Black with that a should, uterus that for should a minute matter. Now. That's mostly it. But also because I read and I try my best to educate myself
you're
about
doing,
that
you're
stuff.
Doing great. So, and I would like to
everybody read a book.
I would like to smite the transphobes. I don't understand why you think it's funny to punch down. Please stop. Please learn what you're doing is bad. It will not look good in history. And smite that Catholic bishop withholding communion crackers. What the fuck? It's time for a new commandment. Hello, Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione. I have a new commandment here just for you. Thou shalt tax Archbishop Salvatore Cordiglione's church.
Woo!
And thou shalt take your communion wafer threats and shove them up your butt.
Woo.
No one cares about your stale communion crackers, but they do care that you are abusing your official religious position to attack the state. Keep church and state separate, damn it. And if you're going to use the body and blood of Christ as a political tool, then it's time to start paying taxes, damn it. The Lord has spoken.